AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Tropical storm warnings stretch from North Carolina all the way to New Jersey today as Hermine races northward. National Hurricane Center meteorologist Todd Kimberlin says top sustained winds right now are 60 miles an hour, but once the storm gets back over the open water, it will regain strength.
It can be pretty dangerous. The combination of the heavy rains, the wind, and then the surge, taken all together, that could produce some pretty hazardous conditions.
Kimberlin says up to 5 feet of storm surge could flood parts of Hampton Roads, Virginia. System could then lash coastal areas as far north as Connecticut and Rhode Island through Labor Day. Hermine, when it came ashore yesterday in Florida's Big Bend, washed away some buildings and piers, knocked down trees and power lines in Tallahassee, left a homeless man dead south of Gainesville. There has been some localized flooding and power outages as well in southeastern Georgia and South Carolina. President Obama readying for his final G20 summit at a welcoming ceremony for him. Obama says the meetings should focus mainly on climate change.
For all the challenges that we face, the growing threat of climate change could define the contours of this century more dramatically than any other challenge.
Obama also says the Paris Climate Agreement may be seen in the future as the moment that we finally decided to save our planet. In notes from the now-closed investigation of Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server while Secretary of State, she told the FBI she relied on her staff not to send emails containing classified information to the private email server. FBI report also details steps taken by her staff that appeared intended to hamper the recovery of deleted data, including smashing her old BlackBerry smartphones with a hammer and using a special software to wipe the hard drive of the server she had used. This is AP Radio News. 9 people have been killed on city trails, in parks, or remote streets since January in Anchorage, Alaska. The AP's Rachel DiOro reports that police are still trying to see if the killings have anything in common.
What makes this so unusual is there's 9 cases where they all occurred outdoors. The people were found dead. In 3 of the cases, there were 2 people at each of the scenes. And information is slow in coming, and police do say that they haven't found any clear link between the victims.
Opinions of young Americans differ along racial and ethnic lines when it comes to trusting either presidential candidate regarding issues related to illegal immigration. A Gen Forward poll finds young Hispanics, Asian Americans, and African Americans more likely to trust Democrat Hillary Clinton, while young whites tend to trust Donald Trump more. Survey also finds a vast majority of all of those questioned favor a path to citizenship for those in this country illegally. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.